Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Christian Basil, and I'll be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. Now when Jesus had heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Here ends the reading. The passage today begins with the news of the arrest of John the Baptist, prompting Jesus to withdraw to Galilee. This pivotal moment marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, as he proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Have you ever wondered what the kingdom of heaven truly means? What it looks like, or why we should think about it during Easter? I often think of the kingdom of heaven as the world as it could be. A concept that invites us to envision the world filled with goodwill and peace, where the love of God reigns supreme. And as we journey through the Easter season, it's essential to contemplate the significance of this kingdom and its relevance to our lives today. Reflecting on our Lenten experiences, we are challenged to consider how we've been transformed, whether we have repented and turned back towards God. We might be tempted to ask ourselves if we've been successful in our Lenten devotions. And perhaps you question your own success. Maybe you feel like you've fallen short or struggled to overcome certain obstacles. Maybe new obstacles have presented themselves. We are all too human, and the common sentiment of us all is to be worried about whether we have done enough. Regardless of whether you finished every Lenten devotion, or whether you slipped up and had a donut or two, Christ's love empowers us to catch a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven, this place of goodwill and peace and love. Easter is the great reminder that despite our limitations, we are recipients of God's grace and mercy. And just as Christ has poured out his love upon us, so too are we called to share our blessings with others. The triumph of Easter doesn't erase the immense needs of the world. Instead, it heightens our awareness of those needs. And through Christ's resurrection, we are equipped to go forth and reflect his love to those around us. As we meditate on this reading from Matthew, we are reminded of the urgency of Jesus' message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. It is a call to action, and a call to embrace the continual transformation that is the love of God. We are called to see the world as it might be. We are called to see where the world needs the blessing of Christ's love. Where can you share that blessing? Maybe you have the capacity to volunteer and organize to help whole neighborhoods, or maybe you have connections to the policymakers in power on a larger scale. Or maybe you share your blessings in a more intimate way with only your neighbor. Maybe all you can do in the course of the day is pray. What matters is that you can be a blessing. Whether this is through acts of service, words of encouragement, or simply offering a listening ear, you are empowered to make the same call that Jesus does. To bless others and to show them a glimpse of that world that could be. A world where blessing flows between one another without any hindrance, where goodwill is the common language, and where peace is the ultimate currency. May you be blessed this Easter season, and may you be a blessing to others. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of the bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.